Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Meet You in Hell is a narrative history by Les Standiford that examines one of the most consequential and combustible partnerships in American industrial history, Andrew Carnegie and Henry Clay Frick. Rather than offering a broad survey of the Gilded Age, the book concentrates on the rise, operation, and collapse of their business relationship, especially as it intersected with the Homestead Strike of 1892 and the creation of U.S. Steel. Standiford uses the personal rivalry between the two men to illuminate larger forces in late 19th century America, including rapid industrial expansion, labor conflict, monopoly capitalism, and the uneasy moral claims attached to immense private wealth. The result is a compact but pointed historical account that reads like a character study as much as a business history. It is aimed at readers who want an accessible, vividly told explanation of how industrial power was built, defended, and contested in one of the defining eras of American capitalism. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Carnegie and Frick turned alliance into industrial power. The book centers on the practical alliance between Andrew Carnegie and Henry Clay Frick, two men whose talents were different but complementary. Carnegie represented strategic vision, capital accumulation, and public image, while Frick brought operational toughness and command of coke production, an essential fuel for steel. Standiford shows that their partnership was not a simple friendship, but a high-stakes business arrangement built on mutual usefulness. That makes the eventual rupture more revealing. The same qualities that made the partnership effective also made it unstable, because each man believed he understood power, loyalty, and control differently. By tracing how the partnership helped build Carnegie Steel and shape the industrial rise of the era, the book explains why their working relationship mattered beyond private disagreement. It became one of the foundational relationships of American industry, and its breakdown exposed how fragile even the most profitable alliances could be when ambition and authority collided. Secondly, the Homestead Strike as the decisive break in their relationship. A major portion of the book is shaped by the Homestead Strike of 1892, which serves as the central turning point in the story. Standiford uses the strike not simply as labor unrest, but as the event that transformed a powerful partnership into open hostility. The conflict at Homestead reveals the structural tensions of industrial capitalism management seeking efficiency and control, workers resisting wage pressure and loss of autonomy, and private force being used to settle disputes that public institutions could not or would not resolve quickly. Frick emerges as the key executive behind the confrontation, while Carnegie, though often more distant in public presentation, remains tied to the consequences. This episode gives the book its moral and historical weight because it shows that the wealth created by steel was inseparable from violence, coercion, and labor exclusion. The strike is therefore not just a plot point, but the mechanism through which the book connects personal enmity to the wider history of American labor relations. Thirdly, Gilded Age capitalism framed as both progress and brutality. Standiford places the Carnegie-Frick story in the larger environment of the Gilded Age, when industrial growth, speculation, and social inequality advanced together. The book presents steel manufacturing as a field of technical achievement and enormous profit, but it also emphasizes the danger and harshness built into that system. This dual emphasis is important because it prevents the narrative from becoming either a celebration of entrepreneurship or a simple indictment of greed. Instead, the book argues implicitly that Gilded Age capitalism depended on scale, discipline, and ruthless competition, while also producing philanthropy, civic institutions, and public grandeur. Carnegie and Frick embody these contradictions in different ways. One became famous for libraries and public giving, the other for art and institutional patronage, yet both help drive a system in which workers paid much of the human cost. The book is strongest when it shows that industrial greatness and social damage were not separate outcomes, but linked features of the same economic order. Fourthly, Carnegie and Frick as contrasting moral symbols of wealth, the book is also a study in personality and reputation, using the two men as symbols of different styles of wealth. Carnegie is often associated with self-making, public philanthropy, and a more reflective posture toward fortune, while Frick is portrayed as harder, more combative, and less conciliatory. Standiford does not reduce them to caricatures, but he clearly uses their differences to explore how wealthy industrialists justified themselves. Their late-life estrangement, including Carnegie's attempt at reconciliation and Frick's refusal, becomes a symbolic clash over memory, pride, and responsibility. The title itself captures that tension, because it suggests not only anger, but irreconcilability. This dimension of the book matters because it moves the story beyond economics into questions of moral accounting. Can immense wealth be redeemed by philanthropy? Does later generosity offset earlier coercion? The book does not offer a neat answer, but it does show that Carnegie and Frick became enduring public figures partly because they represented competing ways of narrating the moral meaning of capitalist success. Lastly, a concise narrative history that favors drama over exhaustive analysis. As a work of popular history, Meet You in Hell is designed to be brisk, vivid, and accessible rather than heavily academic. That choice shapes both its strengths and its limitations. Standiford writes in a narrative style that highlights conflict, memorable scenes, and personality-driven history, which makes the book appealing to general readers and to those interested in the Gilded Age without requiring specialized background. At the same time, the compressed format means the book may feel selective, especially to readers expecting a more exhaustive account of the Carnegie-Frick partnership in all its business detail. Its value lies in distilling a complicated industrial story into a clear arc: cooperation, conflict, strike, and lasting bitterness. Compared with denser labor histories or full-length biographies, this book stands out by linking a famous quote worthy feud to the broader transformation of American capitalism. It offers a readable entry point into a much larger historical debate while keeping its focus tightly on the human relationship at the center of the industrial drama. In conclusion, Meet You in Hell will appeal most to readers interested in American industrial history, the Gilded Age, labor conflict, and the personal dynamics behind major business empires. It is especially useful for readers who want more than a chronology of events, but less than an academic monograph. Standiford turns the Carnegie-Frick relationship into a lens for understanding how steel wealth was built, why it became politically and morally contentious, and how the Homestead Strike reshaped public perceptions of industrial power. The book also offers intellectual value for readers thinking about the role of philanthropy, the ethics of wealth, and the way private ambition can spill into public conflict. What distinguishes it from similar histories is its tight focus on one relationship and one defining rupture. Many books cover Carnegie, Frick, or labor unrest separately. This one connects them in a single, sharply framed narrative. That makes it a strong choice for general readers, students, and anyone seeking a readable but substantive account of how two industrial titans helped shape and damage modern America. If you would like to support Les D. Standiford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.